The first ever Warehouse Games Captains League Slapball Tournament is underway. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Slapball presented by Shady Rays. Upgrade your eyewear game today with an exclusive offer from Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com, use code WAREHOUSE for 40% off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Thanks, Shady Rays.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another Player Profile and Production here on Talking Yanks, brought to you by SeatGeek. My name is Jimmy, his name is Jake, and we're talking about the one and the only Michael McRae King. He's 6'3", 210 pounds. Nationality is American. From Rochester, New York, the son of a broadcaster. Jake, how are you?
James, Davis, the King family. We know they're tuning in.
Yes.
Met the King parents briefly at the game last year. I'm a huge fan of Olivia King's music. So we'll mostly be talking about that. James, Michael King was one of the finest stories of the Yankee season last year, man. Holy smokes. Does that little foot lock thing on the mound, and then he just told every hitter basically, F you and F you too.
What foot lock thing? I can't picture that.
He does a little different than Johnny Loaiza. He kind of stretches his arm and kind of like chomps on that left foot a little bit.
Okay.
Look it up.
Loaiza like crouches down.
Yeah, Loaiza crouches. Mike King kind of just is like ripping into the mound, getting ready to do bad stuff.
King, 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 a hero.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
He got hurt last year, and it was like a big time bummer.
Devastating.
He was a Swiss Army knife, the best multi-weapon reliever the Yankees had. Oh, you want a shutdown inning? Here's Mike King. Oh, you want maybe two or three shutdown innings? Here's Mike King. Oh, Aroldis Chapman shit himself on the mound, bases loaded, no outs. There's you need Mike someone King. To come in and clean that up? There's Mike King. He was awesome.
He, despite missing roughly half the year, still finished 10th in pitcher war. War is what it is, but half the year putting up that number, being that high on that ranking. Cool.
Nice.
And then you want to see what role they have for him this year. Because he's back. He didn't need Tommy John. It was like a forearm fracture. Elbow, yeah. So I remember, didn't Boone kind of give insight into this? And we talked about it on an episode a while ago where he said he didn't know what role they wanted to use him in. But also referenced that last year he was probably the most valuable reliever in all of baseball. Because of the role they were using him in, which makes you think, oh, I think they want to use him in that role again.
We're not sure if he's good at a starter, but we know he's the best, like one of the best relievers in baseball. So we might flush that out. And yeah, I will fight for pitchers to get that starting nod because, again, you're talking about different pools of money. If you can be a fourth starter, they'll basically throw you $15 million a year if you hit free agency the right way. For Michael King, you don't have to worry about that because you're kind of doing the future of baseball, or at least he was. It was electric. It was multi-innings. I'm sure the numbers and the Baseball Savant has Michael King splits, and he throws this more to lefties and righties. But it felt like it didn't matter. Like, it felt like he was on the mound, and he was going to do his thing, and you had to adjust to it. I'm sure he threw more changeups to lefties and a lot of the more standard stuff you see. But, man,
I don't think so. You want me to check?
He was out there doing his thing now to lamp later on, paid in the shade with some fly gators on. And, yeah, when the Yankees lost him last year, it was...
Oh, he does do that.
Whoops.
But not... It's just his changeup.
Is there a duck in your butt?
He throws changeups to lefties.
Bing. So, for Kinger, and then he gets hurt, and we don't know. We think it's the other part that made it sad was it looked like it was Tommy John. So we're like, holy crap, we're not going to see this Mike King for two seasons of baseball, basically. And then they just said, oh, no, it's his arm's fractured. We're just going to let it heal. And we said, oh, all right, okay. And then we see him at spring training throwing darts. Like, even before spring training, if we had done the Michael King PPP before spring training, I think we would have said, like, hey, you know, probably see him in May, something like that.
They'll slow play him.
No. They let him go in spring training a couple appearances now. He's kept a clean sheet. And, yeah, man, I mean, him and Clay Holmes, you know, unpacking the 2022 Yankees and how good their start was, him and Clay Holmes were one of the bigger things you had to circle. Basically, if you had three innings at the end of the game, it was done.
Easily. And it was done in, like, a fun way.
Yes.
Like, he looks like he's just slinging it up there, and he's got what last year they called the slider, but now they're actually giving the sweeper its own destination on stat pages. It's not a slider, so now retroactively, he didn't throw a slider last year. He threw a sweeper, which we knew it was. He actually based it off the Kluber ball. But the way he just, like, slings his arm and gets that two-seam run on the sinker and gets the sweeper, it's awesome. Fun to watch visually. Like I was saying last episode about Weissert's slider is fun to watch visually. Like, King stuff is fun to watch visually and also plays at the highest level of baseball where it gets the guys out, gets them to hit ground balls, and is just a good old time. He's pitched in two games this spring so far, March 3rd and March 11th. Right. Faced, let's see, 10 batters maybe? One walk, no hits, Ks. And I did notice that I was throwing names your way earlier.
Right.
Because what was his name? Will Toffey. He threw him like all changeups. He threw sweeper, strike one, and then just went changeup, changeup, changeup. And I was like, who's this Will Toffey guy? That? And then I realized he kind of does throw lefties a heavy diet of changeups and not the sweeper that much.
And it's where I, you know, even there were times on Talking Yanks last year, and it's why it got brought up to Aaron Boone, and maybe Aaron Judge this year.
And maybe we got brought up to him at one point.
Is that there's three pitches there. I even think sometimes he throws a bit of a different fastball pending lefty or righty. Yeah, it looks like, you know, 37.2% sinker, 22% four-seam. That it felt like he has the starting pitcher mix, and he's got a plan against righties and lefties, and he almost broke out in such an impressive way in the bullpen that I think it got in the way of him potentially getting a starting look again, because he started six games in 21. He started four games in 20, and he came up the ranks, and remember, he was the minor league breakout player of the year or whatever. He had that incredible minor league season that put him on our radar. That, you know, that Michael King has a minor league season where he threw 161 innings. like this guy has so much more seasoning than, say, a Clark Schmidt. But what he did and how well he performed last year, it's just like you are a powerful chess piece on a chessboard. You're a bishop. You know, you can only move diagonally, but when it's used right, man, it's gross.
How many innings do you think he had last year where he pitched a multiple across two innings, I guess is what I'm saying.
One plus appearances?
Not because it could be one inning pitched, but it was an up down. You know, he pitched in the seventh, got two outs, gotcha. And he came back for the eighth.
Across two separate innings of baseball, Michael King pitched. Let's see, 34 games, I would say.
I think it's easier to do the opposite, maybe. Like how many he was just a one-inning guy.
Just a one-inning or less guy. I mean, it was a lot of them, man. I'd say like 28.
Where he was just one inning?
No.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I flipped it on you. I was
flipped
like,
it on me.
Because it's the lower number. Is easier to count. But I wonder, that's my question of how they use him. And I don't think they can do that just yet. We saw them do this with Chad Green. 2017, Chad Green, he was two innings, three innings, every 3 days, like on a schedule, you know? And then in 2018, because I believe Chad had said, like, I kind of like knowing my role more. They tried to give him a more defined role. And I don't think it, like, I think they did it too soon. Again, it's the player's preference or however you think you're setting him up for success. But if we can keep him, the rest of the pen is out guy, that's going to be the best way to utilize Mike King this year is, okay, Clay threw back-to-back, and Wandy's thrown three out of the last four. Johnny, you're the closer tonight. King, you got the seventh and eighth. And then he's down for a couple days while those guys come back, and it's like that rotation. That's so valuable. And then also on other days, he can come in and be a, you know, a stopper. I hope they use him like that. So I hope they don't turn him into a one-inning reliever.
Yeah, and I don't think so. I think one of his appearances this spring was already two innings. And yeah, it's, again, like this guy has been stretched out in the minor leagues. It's not like the bus stopped at AA and they made him a reliever for a year or two. Like, he's, up until this, he'd been starting. So, yeah, I think multi-inning Mike King can give you a potential advantage that not a lot of other teams have. That, man, you know, you're completely right. When we've done the pregame show or you're eyeing that pitching path to victory, if you can rest one or two guys or even, you know, there's ripple effects to it that say it's seventh, eighth inning and Mike King comes in clean and then the boys open it up in the ninth and now say you don't need Clay because they open it up to a five-run lead and, you know, Lou Trevino can come in and get that last inning or whoever it is on a given day. There's ripple effects to saving your bullpen throughout a series, throughout the year, that he could be the bishop in the chess thing, you know?
I'm not much of a chess guy, but 20 was the answer when you said 28. 20 out of 34 appearances were
I came in high.
Multiple innings.
Said that before.
You were all over it.
Said that before.
Was he lefty-righty splits at all? No. Just looked at that. Not even close. Same exact numbers, basically.
He didn't care. He didn't care. He was going to do his thing, and you had to adjust to it.
Better on the road, OPS-wise.
Yeah, you know, parents in the stands.
He is a huge part of the season if he can do what he was doing last year. Huge.
Yeah.
So I hope he can, and I hope he has fun doing it. Remember last year when the Yankees clinched, they FaceTimed him?
Yeah,
and he was like, "Oh, this is cool, guys," but kind of a reminder,
right?
That I'm not there.
I wish I was there.
Wish I was there. Yeah. Now somebody said, I don't know what he said. We weren't privy to that.
I've got a question for you.
The answer is yes.
It's brought to you by SeatGeek.
The question or my answer?
The question. Oh, you tell me.
All right, I'll let you know.
The question is brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the app. Use code JohnBoyPreseason. You'll get 15% off whether you've used any SeatGeek deals in the past from us, from God, wherever. SeatGeek ticketing app. Download the app. It's so easy to use. Even a Jake can use it. So go check them out. They're the geeks of seats. JohnBoyPreseason, 15% off. Is Mike King going to be a closer this year?
He'll get a three-inning save.
Sure.
Every now and then.
Sure. He had one save last year.
Was that the Aroldis Chapman situation?
I think it might have been a three-inning deal. He finished 10 games last year.
Because that's how they used him.
Right.
Like a ninth-inning closer role? Is that what you're asking?
Kind of, you know.
I hope not.
That would mean that something's happened with Clay. That would mean something happens with Johnny. But after those two, it would be King, which would change, like we're saying, it changes the whole dynamic of the Yankees and takes away something that's kind of an advantage for them. But if Clay and Johnny would... something happens to either of them, you know, then you're talking Wandy, Canely, who's now out now. I mean, It's kind of Kinger. Kinger in the hole.
Yeah, it would be bad news, I think. I think it would be a lot of injuries. And
It's almost like...
Best laid plans, he's not the ninth inning closer.
It takes away what's...
I don't think his skill set's replaceable. Like, if you like,
it takes away part of the Yankees' advantage.
Yes. So you'd rather Loaisiga become the closer because Loaisiga can't do what King can do. And someone below King, Weissert, Abreu, Marinaccio, I don't think they can do what King can do.
Right.
Or what he was doing last year that we hope he can repeat, which is be the two-inning, three-inning guy. So I hope not. I think that would not be great.
I don't know. That's... It feels like one of those preseason thoughts where I agree with you, but also, I don't know, I feel like there could be a point this season where we're saying, hey, let that guy close it out.
Yeah, especially if it's multiple innings.
You can come in the eighth. Guy gets on in the eighth.
Double.
I'm looking at the games he finished last year. We got one, he pitched the bottom of the eighth, and then the Yankees walked it off. Or top of the ninth, and then the Yankees walked it off in a tie game. So he pitched tied in the ninth was one, they walked it off. Then he came in tied in the ninth again, and he blew it. So of them, I don't know how many save opportunities there were. They were up six, and they let him finish it out, probably just needed to throw. And then... tied in the 10th, and then the Yankees walked it off. So it was a lot of tied game, extra innings. They brought him in. Wow, he's part of a lot of the Yankee walk-offs, the last pitcher to pitch before Yankee walk-offs. I've counted three now.
Like that.
Yeah, that's a good formula. Okay, four.
Walk off the King.
I've now counted four. So if King's pitching in a tie game, two where he blew it.
Fuck. Yeah, he had a funny... We don't normally do this with pitchers because it's really unfair, but like his in-win stats are nutty and his in-losses stats are horrible because...
Yeah. Well, okay, another win, though.
Came into
we're
a
at like...
spot.
We're
Chad
like,
Green always blows close games.
We're at like six walk-offs that he was the pitcher of record in, I think, like the last pitcher to pitch. So that's... And two, where he blew it.
Damn.
He's going to come in and tie games a lot. And we're excited about that.
Excited for him.
Wow. Mariano Rivera, 16 ERA in losses.
That guy, man. That guy.
Marco Scudero.
That guy.
That guy, my king. See you later. King, 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 king.
We get engaged?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats, Mike.
Much to dismay.
Wow. I was happy for him.
You're not in love with him.
You don't know. You don't see our DMs.
Mmm.